It's nice to visit an art museum to view beautiful and exciting art exhibitions or to see and hear music, dance, or poetry from a stage. But the walls and stages are not always essential to feel and hear the excitement of a work of art. Take, for example, Desert X in Palm Springs, California. The description of the exhibition in the catalog says, Desert X is an exhibition of site-specific art installations that range across the Coachella Valley. Artists from different parts of the world were selected to make the blank canvas upon which contemporary artists, like the writers, architects, musicians, and others before them, projected their visions and created from the extraordinary natural and social history around them objects and experiences that reflect upon the matchless spectacle of the geologic epoch. Susan Davis, the founder of this incredible exhibition, was influenced by a trip to Cartagena, Colombia, where she experienced the city's first art biennial. Artists installed their work at various institutions and tourist sites, as well as in neighborhoods in and beyond the walls of the beautiful colonial city. On her airplane descent to Palm Springs, she was struck by the beauty of the mountains, the windmills, and the glorious weather. She envisioned people coming to the Coachella Valley and seeing it through the lens of contemporary art. The catalog describes Neville Wakefield, the director of Desert X. Wakefield broke from traditional art spaces as curator of Elevation 1049, Between Heaven and Hell, an exhibition of site-specific artworks in the ski and vacation village of Gstaad in the Swiss Alps. Like parts of the Coachella Valley, Gstaad owns natural beauty, great affluence, and an appreciable amount of art. With Elevation, Wakefield enlisted artists to create on the white landscape rather than in the white-walled confines of a gallery, museum, or makeshift space at an art fair. Our own Longmire Sculpture Park is filled with site-specific works of art. Site-specific work is, of course, not transportable like a typical painting or sculpture in a museum, but is created by an artist for a specific site and its surroundings. Site-specific works can include dance or music or artworks in other disciplines. M. Pirro, past director of St. Lou Fringe, says, site-specific projects also challenge artists to think seriously about the in-the-now relevance of their work. When pieces are brought to life outside of a stage, gallery, or venue, they become that much more visceral and relevant to our times. Dana Turkovich, associate curator of Longmire, says that Longmire was on the ground floor of having site-specific works of art and includes works of this kind by world-renowned artists such as Mary Miss and Beverly Pepper. And Longmire has had cutting-edge groups of artists, such as the New Music Circle, perform around the park, and I even saw a dance troupe riding around on the grounds in balletic poses on lawnmowers. Another nationally known new music group, Alarm Will Sound, recently performed a piece, 10,000 Birds, in the Media Commons in Grand Center. It was a piece by world-famous John Luther Adams and inaugurated the Public Media Commons in Grand Center, located between KETC, the 9 Network, and St. Louis Public Radio. The piece is based on the songs of birds native to Missouri and the western limit of the eastern hardwood forest and fully embraces the orchestral range of colors in the instrumentation of Alarm Will Sound. Musicians moved around the space where time was not measured. The score is its own self-contained world that occupies its own physical space and time. And Jessica Barron, St. Louis's nationally published poet, pointed out how the works of sculptor Donald Judd, when placed in the severe West Texas landscape in Marfa, Texas, take on an entirely different look. The severity of his geometrical boxes becomes much more humanized, with an emphasis on the sensual materials he uses, drawing our attention to the stone and metal as seen in nature rather than in museums, which somehow misses the point. One can still enjoy a beautiful Rembrandt on the walls of a prestigious museum or admire a Rodin indoors or outdoors, but let's leave ourselves open to enjoying art in other environments. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.